Hello, everyone, and welcome to the debut episode of the History and Legacy of Sport, the podcast, where we're going to talk about the history of our choices of sports teams and athletes, and we'll also discuss some current day sports. As you could hear with the can opening, that is DK, and we also have Bezer Hawk as well with his can. And I'm the only one without a can. I got a bottle of water. So,
well, we got the two Canadians and the American here, and the two Canadians that are drinking beer in the morning. So, you know, that's how we do things on this show.
I'm kind of not in the mood right now to drink. Maybe
once you listen to us talk about sports, you might drive you to drink it. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, gonna go.
We all know American beer is water anyway, so
right up there. Is it starting off with a bang, just taking out the American fan base right there? So, I like American beer when I'm down in the States for vacation. I always enjoy it because I can drink a lot more of it.
There you go.
there's another shot. Okay, so the way this, if you didn't download the intro, check it out. It will kind of explain the show. So I'm not going to jump right into explanation here. We're going to talk about current events at the beginning of the show, usually talk about how things are going. But there is something that came across my timeline yesterday, and I need to vent about it. The guy at the bottom of the screen thinks he knows how to make chicken wings properly. So I need everyone to vote on this. I'm a deep fry guy. I deep fry them. I put the sauce on just like the bars do. And it tastes great. He came at me last night on Facebook. Like, Bill, where are you? Look, Jeff likes to barbecue his wings from fresh. Waste all that propane. Especially with the way the prices are now, I don't even know how you can afford to make chicken wings on the barbecue. So, Bill, how do you like your chicken wings?
I got to go with the deep fried.
Oh, there we go. It's starting off with a bang. It's 2-1.
I mean, nothing against, you know, like barbecuing them, but if you're going to have chicken wings, it's got to be fried.
Plus, it takes like 8 minutes and then you're eating them.
No,
maybe Bezer Hawk like sitting out there and drinking his 5 or 6 beers while he cooks, and he feels like a man when he's putting his sauce on and stuff. And, you know, for me, I like getting it done. And then eating those wings and getting the sports on. And that's kind of why we're doing this show, right?
Some of us pre-plan ahead. So you warm up the barbecue. I use natural gas because I'm in the oil and gas industry anyway. So you know what? You guys support them. It's cheap. It's clean. It's efficient. It doesn't wreck the environment. The wings are crisp when they come out. They're tasty. And there's just something about being on the barbecue. It's great. I mean, hey, man, you can deep fry it all you want. But, I mean, you know, eventually you're going to tip over and probably die, and you don't want that. That's why you go to the barbecue stuff, man. Help here, put the carrots and celery there.
I love
you're good
it.
To go, man. You're good to
now,
go.
Now, I will say, if you were talking about chicken in general, barbecue chicken is the way to go.
Yes, totally agree with that.
Especially at this time of the year.
You're talking wings, it's deep fried. I'll grill a chicken breast on the barbecue, no problem. And that's the way you should do that.
There will be a cook-off here one day.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a contest. So leave a comment down. Hashtag deep fry, hashtag barbecue. Let's see what happens here. We want to get some crowd participation. Like I said in the intro, when we do these shows, we're going to have a poll the week before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll just tell you right now, episode 2, we're still waiting on some more votes. We got, we're going to portray an athlete. It's either going to be Jackie Robinson, Peyton Manning, or Wayne Gretzky, which I kind of like the broadness of the athletes we picked. They're all from different eras, all from different sports. I guess Wayne Gretzky and Peyton Manning were kind of similar, but not really. I guess at the end of Wayne's career, Peyton was just coming in. So I guess that wouldn't be the same era after all. So. So I'm looking forward to seeing how the votes end up going.
For episode 2. I can actually tell you, I was on our Facebook group before we got on, and as of this recording, it is a dead heat 3-way tie.
Okay.
Like, it is completely tied between all three. So I got a feeling at some point, the two that don't win, we're going to do them at some point.
Oh, yeah. They'll probably end up being the next few shows. Yeah, I was having an issue with that where I couldn't share it because it's a private group.
Right.
Just the, which I didn't mean to make it a private group when I created this group a little while ago. So we might have to put the poll like separately and then share it that way to get it out to everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So Bill, why don't you, you chose the topic for episode one. You won the poll for this. Yay, Bill.
Yeah. One to know.
I chose the 07 New England Patriots just because that was such a crazy season for them and they ended up losing the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Bezrock, who did you choose again? I'm blanking on.
2 months ago.
Yeah, it was a few months ago. We've been planning this for a while. We've got busy lives, but
91 Buffalo Bills.
That's what it was. The 91 Buffalo Bills, which is another interesting, interesting team that we'll probably end up doing eventually down the line.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill, you picked a 1991-92 Chicago Bulls.
Yes.
And I know you did describe why you picked this team in the intro. But maybe whoever didn't download the intro or listen to it, why don't you just let us know again?
So here in the U.S., for a lot of us, the Bulls were the team of the 90s in all sports here in the U.S. And we talk about, you know, the three-peats that they did twice and more the second three-peat, especially with that 95-96 Bulls, which – I think maybe the greatest basketball team ever put together. But the first three-peat should get as much love as the second one. And I chose the 91-92 Bulls because I felt that team, you know, after they won the first one, which we'll talk about momentarily, was kind of like the complete maturing of that team because it proved that the first time around wasn't a fluke, and they are going to have legendary battles throughout this year and into the future, which really shows how big basketball was in the 90s. And this team, to me, I think is the best of the first three-peat Chicago Bulls teams. I mean, nothing against the other two because those were good teams as well. But to me, this team, this 91-92 team that we're going to talk about is to me the best of the first three-peat team.
Well, that's the thing that stands out to me is we're going to debate which dynasty was better. And it's the same team.
Right. It's just like, they have a couple
like
different
The first dynasty, like now – Like the Warriors have had a lot of championships or attempts at championships. Mm-hmm. I believe they said it was like the sixth time in 8 years they've been to the finals.
That's impressive.
Which I feel like that team was a lot of fun to root for until they kind of went and signed Kevin Durant. Then they were kind of like the heel. That's a little wrestling term. I mean, me and Bill have the DK and Bill wrestling podcast, but Because the Warriors kind of built their team up, similar to the Bulls.
But then after they lost, you know, the pieces fell and they went on hard times. And now they're the faces again.
Yeah, it's like their two top stars are like, okay, you guys get hurt. Well, then we'll get a top pick and then we'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And they made some interesting moves. But yeah, that's a Golden State show. So before we get into the 92 Bulls, we would like to talk about some current sports. And why don't we start, since there's two Canadians on this show, I'm going to take president. We're going to talk about the potential conference championships in the NHL playoffs. The Oilers beat the Flames in five. And the Avs won in six. And then the Canucks fans fist pumping. I don't know why, because he's an Oiler fan now.
We're all golfing.
Yeah, So what do you guys think about the potential matchup between the Oilers and Colorado? Should be a fun series with McDavid going against Nathan MacKinnon.
Well, I think the biggest thing is going to be how the Avs just seem to keep rolling. The Flames, I mean, you're up game one, 9-6, second game up two goals with what, the first 5-6 minutes, and then they kind of, everything fell apart.
Yeah, just couldn't hold a lead against Edmonton.
Johnny Gaudreau went away. Mark Tkachuk went away. Markstrom looked tired. Tanev came back. I mean, he was your best defenseman, and he was playing on pretty much one body,
really.
Where Colorado, I think, is going to be coming out. They're tested. They're healthy. They got the goaltending right. You look at the scores that they have. I mean, they got the firepower there that I think will make Edmonton's defense look pretty sad, as far as I'm concerned. I think it's going to be some good scoring, some good goals being scored, some great goaltending. But I mean, how long do you run with Mike Smith? And that defense would be my questions for Edmonton. I'm going Colorado in six.
What do you think about that one, Bill? I know you have, it's a West Coast series. You probably haven't been able to see too much of that.
Right. But I will say this is Connor McDavid's breakout performance. You know, it's something that Oilers fans have been waiting a long time for him to have, is this breakout performance. And now he's had it. You know, they beat the Kings and then they beat the Flames in five. And I don't think many people probably had them at this point in the playoffs. The Avalanche, you could make a solid argument. They've been the best team in hockey all year long. I'm sure there are some people in Southern Florida that can make that argument, but to me, it's been the Avalanche all year long. It's been kind of building up to this point in time. To me, where the series is going to go is if Edmonton can take one game in Colorado. If they can take one of the two, they've got a shot. I really think they got a shot. If they don't, I think it's going to be a quick series. I agree with Bezer Hawk. I think Colorado is going to win this series, although I think the games are going to be a lot closer than we probably are thinking. Like, they're going to be like one goal games or two goal games, but I see the Avalanche winning this in six as well.
Yeah, I don't think Edmonton will take one in Colorado. If they do, then especially with the way that crowd has been going in Edmonton, the Canadian crowd and the crowd on the outside of the stadium too, and with a lot of Canada behind them, they might motivate them. Mm-hmm. If they can get that split, I think the Oilers can win this series. I just don't think they will. I see Colorado winning the first two and then taking one in Edmonton as well. I don't know if it'd be in game three or four, but right. I see this ending in five. So we're all on Colorado, so that's pretty much a guarantee that Edmonton will be in the finals. So Tampa Bay, they just continue to keep doing it. Now they had the bubble title, which some people put an asterisk when you had Nikita Kucherov injured, and then he comes back at the beginning. They're over the cap by $10 million for that first run. Last year, it's kind of a weird championship where we had an all Canadian division, not a lot of traveling. So I think Tampa Bay really wants to win this title even more, mm-hmm. just to kind of like tell the doubters, like, you know what, we are who we are. Vasilevsky's been unbelievable in closeout games. So they're waiting for Carolina or New York. And this is interesting. Carolina hasn't won a road game yet. They're going to another game seven. They're undefeated at home. The New York Rangers are 7-1 in their last eight game sevens. And Carolina's 6-0 in their last six. So something's going to change here. Can the Rangers get a road win? I honestly think that Carolina's going to pull it out, and it's going to be Carolina Tampa Bay. What do you guys think about that one?
Yeah, it's amazing, right? You keep winning at home, keep losing on the road. The Rangers are I mean, they're putting up fights. It's getting nasty in that series. That's a tough one. I mean, without Anderson and Nett is kind of, I've been betting against them all season long since then. And I mean, Brandon's been doing his thing, but I think the Rangers actually pull through on this one, take it in game seven, do that surge to the home crowd of them running to the boards and doing something like that.
Yeah,
and then going Rangers Tampa Bay in the Eastern Conference.
You know, something that's very interesting, and DK kind of pointed it out with Carolina, is the home team has won every game of this series. The road team has not won one game this entire series, which I find very interesting. To me, I think it's going to come down to Shesterkin, the goalie for the Rangers, who more than likely is going to win the Vezina Trophy for the top goalie.
Oh yeah, that's over.
I mean, I had him in our fantasy hockey league this year, and I thought I was going to do a lot better, but you know, dumb America. But anyway, no, you know what? I'm going to go with the Rangers on this one because I talked with Bezer Hawk a while back, and I said the Eastern Conference was so wide open even before the playoffs began that whoever won would not surprise me. And I got to go with the Rangers. I think they're going to find a way to pull one out, and we will get Tampa and New York in a couple.
Well, that would be great for DK's bracket. That's the only thing that would be good for me. Because I do have Tampa and the Rangers on the east side of my bracket. The west side is just totally broken. So I'd get some points here if our Rangers make the finals. Carolina just plays different at home. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. Sleeping in your own bed or something. I don't know. Like Ranta, like his goals against is 0.97 at home and like 4.6 on the road or something. It's like insane.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So we got, maybe we can do a Tampa, New York, or a Tampa, Carolina preview. I don't know. It's tough to bet against Tampa now.
Oh, yeah.
I got Colorado and Tampa going in the Stanley Cup final. We'll just do a little quick preview of that. What do you guys think of your finals prediction?
Yeah, I got Colorado going in there. I had the Panthers, but I got that broken right away. I mean, really, the Battle of Florida, more like the Battle of the Juice Bowl. I mean, come on, man. That was crap. That was garbage. I didn't see no fights. I didn't see nothing. I didn't see no pushback by the Panthers. I mean, they made those trades. Yeah. And yet they just rolled over, man.
It underwhelmed for sure.
Like, and $50 for a playoff ticket down there. I mean, come on, man. Let's get rid of this. Let's get rid of this experiment. Get them moving. I mean, Arizona. I mean, they're playing in an arena of 5,000 people. That they weren't even allowed to have their logo on at a time. They said, yeah, well, and not even on both sides. One will be Arizona. One will be whatever the Arizona University. So I mean,
Sun Devils, I believe they are.
Yeah.
Maybe the Coyotes should just change their name to the Sun Devils.
I think so. And they can play in the 100,000 state stadium and just move outside when it gets cold out there in Arizona, right? But I think it's going to be Tampa Bay, Colorado in the finals. And I'm going right now with Colorado winning the cup. I'm done with Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay can just go away.
I got the same. I think Colorado can beat Tampa in the finals if it came down to those two teams, and it'd be really exciting.
I mean, I'll say this with that Tampa-Florida series. Tampa did not look like a team that went seven games in their first round. Florida definitely did, and they beat the Capitals in six, although the Capitals are a very physical team. So, you know, that could have felt like seven games to them.
Yeah.
But I think what ultimately showed in that series real quick is the inexperience of a team in the playoffs, which Florida was. Tampa's been in the playoffs for so many years, the same players. It just showed they just took advantage of it. And that's how they were able to sweep that series. As far as the Stanley Cup, I got to agree with you guys. I think it's going to be Colorado and Tampa. And I'm going to be the odd man out on this. I think Tampa's going to three-peat on this. It hasn't happened in, I want to say, like 40 years.
I think it was the Islanders
last team to do it. It's been a long time. And I think that's what's kind of motivating them is the opportunity to three-peat, especially in this day and age where there's free agency, a salary cap. Yes, they're over by millions of dollars, but, you know, they don't give a damn. They want the three-peat, and I think they're going to get it done.
Well, yep. So, I don't know. Does that guarantee a New York Rangers final?
Or a Carolina final?
So, we'll see what happens. I'm excited for the game tomorrow night. And so why don't we jump into since the show's about basketball, have you guys checked out any of the NBA conference championships? I know Reza Rock said you were not too into basketball, but we're going to revisit it a little bit here.
I haven't seen any of it. Maybe a little bit of Toronto. That was about it. I just find, I mean, I get my updates on a couple of the Facebook groups I'm in, and people are still arguing about the refs and this and that and the fans stuff. And it's just like, you know what? To me, the NBA playoffs have not been exciting for years. I mean, you watch the NHL playoffs, people are on their seat. I mean, it's getting talked about all over. I mean, just not our series at Battle Alberta, but I mean, Colorado, St. Louis, that went six games. Mm-hmm. I mean, the playoffs have been phenomenal for the NHL last few years.
Yes. They've done it.
And the NBA is kind of, I mean, they do their playing game and then it kind of, it's weird, right? And then next thing you know, you got a series starting before anything's even over. It's like, oh yeah, we're game four of the Western Conference Final and game seven of the semifinals going into the Eastern Conference Final. And you're like, yeah, wow.
That's one thing that always, it was kind of weird for me.
Is
how like one series would start before the other one was over. But so we have Golden State who kind of they beat Dallas pretty easily.
Yeah, in five.
There was one game where Dallas's superstar kind of like had to go all world and then they still barely won. Golden State, and then we're waiting on I believe Boston's up 3-2 in the game.
Actually, the series is tied.
Is it 3-3 now? Mm-hmm. So game seven. Yeah. Game seven's tonight. Okay. So I thought it was game six tonight. I was a Miami Heat fan when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And when LeBron went there, I was just like, no, I'm not cheering for LeBron. So then I was like, I'll cheer for the Raptors. I live in Canada.
There you go.
So worked out pretty well a couple of years ago. So, but it's, I think I'm kind of going for the Heat, but I think Boston Golden State would be a fun series. Like kind of like brand, like new hardcore fans in Golden State versus the old school,
the established
older 50 to 60 year old guys talking their shit about the Celtics. I don't know if I'm allowed to say shit on the show, but you know, I'm a co-host, so I can say shit if I want. We can bleep it out. Maybe. I don't know how it works, but so I think Golden State's going to take it, whoever they end up playing. They should have home court, right? For either.
The one seed. Well, I think it's going to depend on what happens in the seventh game. If Miami wins, I think they get home court.
Oh, okay.
If Boston wins, I'm not really sure because they were.
Oh, because Miami was a one seed in the East, I believe, right? And Boston was two.
Let me check real quick.
Yeah, I think so.
And Golden State, I think, was a two or three seed because there was a few other teams in the West that were a little bit better, but just didn't do very well.
Let me check real quick for you.
I mean, and speaking of Dallas, can you please get a new arena? It was raining inside the arena. How does that even happen? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's kind of bad.
The Golden State guys were like walking and they had like this bucket like you had in your dad's house because he didn't want to fix the roof. Shout out to Gary.
Like, I mean, you just should have gave everybody umbrellas in the arena. That's what they should be giving away in Dallas next year, man.
Okay.
Well, you probably get a free umbrella with your with a hot dog and popcorn purchase.
There you go. Okay, so I did check. Golden State was the three seed in the West. Miami's the one. Boston's the two in the East. So whoever wins that series is going to get home court in the NBA Finals.
I think it's which is surprising for Golden State. They usually have the one seed. So should be interesting. See how it goes down.
I mean, Phoenix was a really good team this year. And then, you know, they had that seventh game with Dallas and they just never showed up. So,
yep.
But I think Boston's going to win that seventh game. I mean, obviously Boston's been close before getting back to the finals. Miami was just there a couple years ago. So it's not too like far since they were last there. It's just
and the road team's kind of won more games in that series, which is kind of uncommon for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, like, you look at the home team and they usually win their home games. And
nothing against the Heat, but if it ends up being Boston and Golden State, I more than likely will watch. If it's Miami and Golden State, I might watch. Again, nothing against the Heat, nothing against the fans. I just kind of want to see Boston and Golden State in the finals.
Yeah, for me, it kind of depends on when, because usually they'll schedule it. Like, hockey started later this year because of COVID.
Yeah.
Usually the Stanley Cup finals and the finals are the same, around the same time. Mm-hmm. They'll have the Stanley Cup game one night and basketball the next night, so I'll watch it. But if there's a Tampa Bay Ranger game on, or an NBA final game, I'm not watching the NBA final game. I'm watching the hockey game.
Right.
So we'll see kind of how it's scheduled and what, like, the Golden State games are going to be starting pretty late, I'm assuming, in about that Pacific time zone. So I might catch a little bit of it, but we'll see how it goes. Yeah. But I think Golden State's going to win regardless. I think they're probably, they got that playoff pedigree and they got their Steph Curry and Klay Thompson shooting the threes. So, be hard to defend them, but
I want Miami in there so that way Tampa Bay loses in the finals. Miami loses in the finals. I'm tired of Florida.
Ezra Hawk just hates Florida.
Look at Florida. You know what? I'm a Florida. Done with and winning stuff.
How do you feel about Universal Studios?
Hold on. Ezra Hawk. A lot of people are tired with Florida right now, and it's not just sports.
I know.
No, this is controversial. Like, guy's up in northern Canada out in the woods, and he's just talking his trash about Florida.
What are they going to do? Hop on a plane with their loaded gun and fly across the border to drive up to Iron River?
Oh, he just told you where he lives, too. Oh, my God. Jeez. This is getting crazy.
It ain't happening. Most people don't even know how to read a map.
Yeah.
They'd probably fly self.
Well, if you fly from Florida to Bezra Hawk's woods house here, he'll barbecue you some wings and they'll be ready. They'll be ready in 6 hours.
Because it's too much cholesterol and
grease, what, man. You know, if you got like 8 hours to kill and you're waiting for food, you'll get the six wings in 8 hours.
That 15-year-old bottle of Tapio that your dad had in the garage.
Things are going off the rails.
This is wonderful.
Episode one. This I'm so excited for this, guys. Honestly, like, all jokes aside, this was one of my ideas, and I'm very grateful to both of you for taking time out of your busy lives and letting us do this. Bill, the wrestling podcast is going off great. We're getting lots of good reviews, and I hope we can keep this going. And I really enjoy the JC and Bill Sportscast. Hasn't been a new episode for a while. You guys gotta get going on that. I'm excited.
I mean, you guys can
start doing that again.
I mean, between his job and me packing and moving, we haven't been able to, but we'll try to squeeze a new one in real
for sure.
Soon. Oh yeah, we'll get her going.
It's gonna be great.
And there's lots. I mean, we're gonna talk about the slap heard around the world.
Oh, and that was beautiful. Bill Smith. Yeah, why don't we we'll leave that for your guys' show. Have you ever heard of a fantasy football argument on a baseball field?
No, I've never heard of that.
Of an IR? Like, what? That's why you have a group chat. You don't slap them when you see them 3 months later.
Yeah, what up? Like,
and the guy got suspended for 3 games because of that.
Why didn't he do it, like, you know, outside the stadium? You know, like, when you want to fight a kid at school, you meet at the bike rack so you don't get suspended from school.
Yeah, like, about that. when I was a kid, the fights happened in the school, not out of the school.
Well, if we had an issue with somebody, like we'd always just, there was a place across the street that everyone just met at, and then they like, there's a big circle and then you just did your shit, because if you fought on school grounds then you get suspended. If anything, now it's just your parents' issue when you're across the street. So
now we just
the show is like going off the rails. I love it.
That's all we do is we have somebody get mad and they just need the sports chat group that we're all involved in.
Oh yeah. Then they just leave the group, Jason Smart. I mean,
and then when they leave, everyone's like, bye.
Okay. So he leaves the group chat. He's a big Oiler fan. We're just giving it to him after game one, 9-6. He leaves the chat. I add him right back. And then I changed his nickname to 0-1. And he didn't even realize it until like 2 days later. And then I also said 0-1, I heart the Flames or something. That's his nickname. So it's all in good fun. Let's get into the 92 Chicago Bulls, guys.
Yes.
I'm excited for this show. It's gonna be interesting. Just looking at this record this team had. Like if you go through the season, they lost a couple games at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they had three losses in the calendar year before January, or three or four. It was not a lot of losses, a lot of W's there.
Yeah. I was looking because I used a couple of sites to help me. They had January. They won every home game the entire month of January. And then in March, they won every road game.
So they're the opposite of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, pretty much. And I don't count April as undefeated because that's like the last couple weeks of the season. It doesn't really count.
Yeah, they probably had a few. Like I got a site. It's like basketball-reference.com.
Oh, wow, that's such a good, that whole organization's a great site.
I was just kind of checking out the roster and the first thing that jumped off the page was, I think this was the team that I always picked in NBA Jam on Sega. I remember like Horace Grant, and he always had the goggle glasses mm-hmm. thing. And then BJ Armstrong, he was always that fast little point guard.
Yeah.
Any of you guys play NBA Jam back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Michael Jordan was in the game. It was like you couldn't pick him for some reason. Like, because he would have been too good.
Money.
No, yeah. Similar like Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl. Just impossible to stop.
Yeah.
What about you, Bez? Did you play NBA Jam? Pick the Bulls?
No.
Never, right?
NHL.
NHL and baseball.
And football.
Okay. Yep.
You know.
Yeah, well, I just went, that was the first thing that jumped off the page to me was all the wins, obviously. I think they had 65 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know the Warriors ended up getting to 73, but I'm thinking 65 is probably one of the top marks at that time.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, you know, they come back after winning the first NBA title. They clinch the division. And they win the division by like 10 games, the Central Division.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much everyone is back from their first championship. And I was looking up some of the transactions going into this, seeing if, you know, they did anything. There's a couple of names. There's one name in particular I felt real bad for. And I want to give him some love. His name is Chuck Nevitt, who was a center. Played for, I think it said like 7 seasons in the NBA. He gets released by the Bulls twice during this season. I feel bad for Chuck Nevitt. It's like he gets signed to the team, and then before the season begins, he gets cut. And then like a couple months later, he gets re-signed. And then a couple days later, he gets cut again.
Ah, so, poor Chuck.
Poor Chuck Nevitt.
Chuck, if you're listening, like, we feel for you, buddy.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But so I'm hoping his name is on. Do they even have the names on their trophy, on the championship trophy?
No, they don't.
Yeah, it's not like the Stanley Cup where they you see all the names. So
right.
I was just wondering if old Chuck made it on the
list. What, Chuck, title. Chuck would have in this day and age, because that's how soft we are. You get a participation. I mean, yeah. Even sign your name on the 10-day contract, you're probably on there. You're getting a ring. You know, yeah. Chuck played 4 games in that season. 4, man. I mean, do better, man. You don't like it.
Well, that's 4 more than all 3 of us combined. So I got to give it up to Chuck a little bit.
Yeah. And then they had 1 draft pick. And he ended up getting released by the Bulls as well. Mark Randall was his name. He was a point forward or power forward for Kansas in college. So,
well, Kansas was a powerhouse. So,
oh yeah, I mean they still are, you know. But
yeah, they're always there. Unless I pick them in the bracket, then they
right
and they don't win.
But
sorry, Kansas.
I don't mind Kansas. I never mind. I don't like Nebraska. We could do a whole episode of how I hate Nebraska football, but that's
okay. I'm excited. Nebraska football.
Oh my, you're going to need like so much like parental discretion.
What is the reason for, so who's your college football team? I know we're getting off the topic, but we're going to do that in the show because we all got ADD a little bit. So it's okay.
I mean, for me, it's Maryland and I know they're not ever going to win a national championship.
Oh, those helmets are hideous. Oh, how do you cheer for that team? They look like a peewee triple A hockey team. Actually, those helmets are pretty sweet.
Yeah, but no. But yeah,
that's anyway. What I think of when I think of Maryland. I think of the ridiculous uniforms.
Yeah. Well, I think it's from the guy from Under Armour because he graduated from Maryland.
Oh, okay.
And his business is up in Baltimore, so he
I see.
Helps. So yeah.
He's got his hand in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll definitely do a Nebraska episode.
Be like,
my Bill hates Nebraska, and me and Bezerhawk will support Nebraska. We'll support the Cornhuskers.
I don't hate the people of Nebraska. Let me just say
we'll,
that for the
maybe record. We'll eat corn on the cob while we talk about Nebraska football.
Oh, I like corn on the cob.
You can't like corn if you don't like Nebraska, Bill. You can't have everything. You can't have everything, okay?
I know.
How do you do your corn? I do mine on the barbecue.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what? Real quick. I've had that once on the barbecue grill, and it wasn't that bad, actually.
I personally oil it, and then I'll wrap it in tinfoil, and I'll finish it off on a barbecue. So I guess we're – Bez makes cereal on the barbecue. Okay, he loves the barbecue.
Bacon, eggs, pancakes, you name it. That barbecue is going 24/7.
When I go out to visit him, like it hasn't been as often because of the pandemic and everything, but he always puts on a good show. There's not a lot of vegetables happening. When I get home, I usually have to eat a cucumber so I can feel better. But the food is always great. Sometimes he yells at a satellite guy on the roof, but it's always fun. So I'm looking forward to getting out there again and seeing you again, my friend.
But, you're the satellite guy. You're supposed to climb the roof. It even stated, move the dish to the roof.
The roof's pretty high. I see why he didn't want to get up there. But
I kind of don't.
All is good. All
I've been
up good.
There after 3 or 4 beers clean the chimney. I've never fallen down off there yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yet. That's right. The key it's, word. Yet.
Knocking on my desk in support of Bezerhawk.
All right.
This is when Brandy was just staring at me as I'm yelling at the guy.
Shout out to Brandy. Now, Brandy's my wife. He didn't know.
All right, so let's get back to the Bulls here. So their first round series is against the Miami Heat, and they sweep them in 3. Michael Jordan is the points leader in that series. Here are how many points he had in all 3 games in order.
It's like they won by a lot of points, too, in the first 2 here.
Yeah. 46, 33, and 56. He has 56 in the clincher.
So he doesn't pass the ball, maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't pass if I was Michael Jordan either. I just throw through the whole team.
Yeah.
Do his thing.
Now,
yeah, like based on the scores that I'm looking at here, Two are blowouts, and then game three is a 5-point win.
Yeah, it's close.
So where the first two games probably would have been in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
In the third game. The first round, they only had best of five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I like. I wish they'd bring that back, actually.
Yeah, just get it over a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm. So then, and this is the reason why I wanted to do this Bulls team, is because this is the rivalry that begins, because, you know, if you watch the Last Dance documentary, towards the end of the 80s into 90, their feud was with the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
By this point, the Pistons are pretty much done for. So you need a new challenging team. And it happens to be the New York Knicks. And you got Patrick Ewing, John Starks on the team. Who else do they have? I'm trying to Mark Jackson, underrated player, I think. Anthony Mason, Charles Oakley, to name a few. And they got this coach. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of him, Pat Riley. You know. So this goes the full seven. And the Knicks beat Chicago in Chicago in the first game, which is kind of surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Bulls take the next two, and then it kind of switches on and off until you get to the seventh game. And this is where Michael Jordan, again, in big game situation, takes control and doesn't let go. 42 points in the seventh game leads the Chicago Bulls to almost a 30-point victory in the seventh game. And I got the stats here. 12 for 13 from the free throw line, 15 of 29 shooting, 42 points, three blocks. How about that? Jordan with blocks.
Yeah, you didn't see him do that very often.
Mm-mm.
And what I see about this series is a lot of close games.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot lower scoring than they had to deal with in the first round. So I'm thinking New York was probably a lot better team than the Heat were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they would meet again the following year. I want to say that was in the conference finals. And that's probably the more memorable of the two. But this is an important one because, you know, this is where, like, the Bulls could have been caught on this one, but it's also at the same time where the Knicks are—they're like their stock is starting to rise. So, Bulls win in seven games, and they go to the Eastern Conference Finals where they play the Cleveland Cavaliers. And yes, folks, the Cleveland Cavaliers before LeBron James made it to an Eastern Conference Finals in their history.
That actually surprised me when I was looking at the playoff matchups of the teams that they beat. Teams that I thought probably weren't very good in the early 90s. And mm-hmm. Turns out, like, there's two of them here that kind of jumped off for me.
Yeah. And this one's, I mean, some of the games are close. Like, the clinching game is very close. It's 5-point win for the Bulls. But they split the first four, which is very interesting. Because it's like Chicago takes one, then Cleveland takes one, then Chicago takes one, then Cleveland takes one. And then the Bulls just take the last two. Game five, they win by 23 points. And then the clincher is a 5-point win. But Scottie Pippen, who should get credit, he had 29 points along with Jordan and also had 12 rebounds in the game. And they defeat their division rival in six games to go back to the NBA Finals, where they play the Portland Trailblazers. And Portland had been here before in the past, like a few years ago. Actually, it was 2 years ago at this time. They played the Pistons for the NBA title. And they lost that one in, I want to say, five games. And here, this is a Clyde Drexler-led team This is before he, you know, goes, I think he goes back to Houston with the Rockets a couple years later. But they also have Danny Ainge, who was a good basketball player. Trying to see who else they had. Buck Williams, Wayne Cooper, just to name a few. And, you know, they kind of had a pretty easy path to the finals as well. But theirs is not as memorable because they're not the Chicago Bulls. True. So it's kind of the same with the previous series. They split the first four games. Each team wins two. And then, you know, it's the Bulls again. Game five, they win that one. And then the sixth game where they win their second championship, it's another close game, but it's still the Chicago Bulls that win the championship. And the Trailblazers, they weren't a bad team. I mean, I'm looking at their record. They were 57-25. That's a good record for any team. Doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, I was kind of curious about that, if Portland was kind of like a Cinderella story or if they were a top team in the Western Conference right. That year.
And then, because also we have to kind of think about in this situation, the Lakers this is post Magic Johnson after he revealed that he was HIV positive. So, you know, they really are not that big of a factor. Yeah. In the playoffs that year. I think they're out in the first round, actually.
Okay.
They're out in the first round. But yeah, Portland was a good team that year. And the Western Conference is starting to get a little bit better, but they're not quite there with the Bulls at this point in time. And I was reading this and I found this very interesting. Because this does not happen very often in sports in general. The year that the Bulls got back to the NBA Finals was also the same year the Blackhawks made the Stanley Cup Finals. And they played at the old Chicago Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So they were alternating games for a little while.
That'd be a wild atmosphere. Yeah. One night you're a basketball finals and next night Stanley Cup final.
And then
stadium going.
And the Blackhawks would lose to the Pittsburgh Penguins that year. But then it happens again a couple years later, but in New York with the Rangers and the Knicks. So I wanted to point that out, but this Bulls team is really, really good. Jordan averages the team in minutes per game, points per game, shots per game. I don't remember if he's the MVP of the league or not that year.
Yeah, I think he is.
He probably is. You're probably
there's
right.
There's a good chance, and I'm not going to argue that one. Michael Jordan was the greatest player in the game, I think, at that time.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, he's the GOAT for me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Scottie Pippen doesn't get as much love as he should get, being second player, because I think he could have been, like, a top player on another team.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, sometimes, like, that superstar needs that second player. And I think Scottie Pippen really helped, especially in this championship run. What do you guys think about that?
I definitely agree with that. Because, you know, it's kind of like if you want to go back to the 80s, you know, with the Celtics, Larry Bird, and I could see his face, but the Lakers, you know, Kareem and Magic Johnson.
Yep.
You know, that was a good club, you know, where you kind of needed one. You needed kind of both of them. Kevin McHale. That's who it was. That's who I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
Kevin McHale.
That's kind of who I thought you were talking about, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
You didn't want to just say that.
And, you know, I really think Jordan needed Pippen as much as Pippen needed Jordan. And then, you know, the supporting cast as well. We mentioned Horace Grant. A couple other people I want to give shout outs to: BJ Armstrong, Bill Cartwright, John Paxson, Will Perdue, just to name a few. And of course, Mr. Chuck Nevitt, who played four games for the Bulls.
Those were four important games, though.
Yes, they were. And he averaged half a point a game in those four games.
Oh, come on, Chuck. Okay, so what was his highest stat? Like, was he good at blocks or any passes? They have a lot of assists. Like,
he was good at being tall.
Is he just
7 feet 5 inches?
How tall was he?
7 feet 5 inches.
Oh, geez, he's Andre the Giant out there.
Yeah, basically.
But 217 pounds.
Jesus. So, 7'5", 217 pounds. Are you making that up? Or are you looking
at Google? No, he's looking at it.
How can you only be 217 pounds or just 7'5"?
He's a cruiserweight.
He could challenge for the cruiserweight championship. Wasn't it 225?
Yeah, I think it's like under like 225 and under. So he could challenge.
Or he's the size of Andre the Giant, but he could have been a cruiserweight champion.
Yep.
We got to do an episode on this guy.
Maybe.
See, that's what I love about the show already. I'm learning things. Chuck Nevitt.
Okay. His career points per game average for his entire career was 1.6 points per game in his entire career. He's not a bad free throw shooter. He's like 589, which is not bad. That's better than me. He averaged 5.3 minutes a game, has basically a 44% field goal percentage, 1.5 career rebounds per game average, and that's really about it.
Jesus.
But he does have a ring. He won a championship with the LA Lakers in 85.
Oh, so is this kind of like, how old was he in 92 here? Is this like the end of his career? Like maybe he was a little bit better.
Yeah, he would have been about 31, 32.
So they brought him in because he's 7'5".
Yeah.
Stand under the basket. When they double team Jordan, he's going to pass it to you. And then Chuck would just miss. And then they had to cut him.
So.
Four games.
Okay, so here I also found just now the awards that Jordan and Pippen got, because Pippen does get some as well. Michael Jordan's named the Associated Press Athlete of the Year, the MVP of the league that year, which we all agreed on. Mm-hmm. First team All NBA, the finals of the NBA playoff, or the final MVP of the NBA finals, and first team All Defense. Scottie Pippen is All NBA second team and All Defensive first team.
Well, I agree with all that.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're going to be on the first team NBA All-Star if you are the MVP of the league. So, not surprising.
And, of course, this is when Phil Jackson, because he'd been the coach for a couple of years, this is when he starts being, you know, the mastermind of everything.
Yeah.
You know, that zen-like atmosphere, which if you haven't seen The Last Dance, please go watch it.
Please. Yeah,
it's kind of required watching.
I remember when that came out, it was like the sports were kind of shut down because of COVID-19. And it was like they'd like drop the episode at like 6 o'clock at night. And we were like all sitting around waiting for it. Like it was like a sporting event. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we could just wait 4 weeks and watch on our different devices, or you watch it when it comes on. I'm like, I just couldn't wait for it. And I'm not the hugest NBA fan, but it's just really interesting to hear all the different storylines that went down and with the general manager and all the different issues and stuff.
And what's interesting about that is that whole series was going to be released in 2021. Like, it was set for 2021. But when COVID hit and everything shut down, it was like, oh, we got to do something. So they bumped that documentary up a whole year and probably ended up being one of the best decisions ESPN programming ever did.
It definitely got to a lot more people. And one thing that I loved about that, did you know Michael Jordan rented that house?
No.
Because he didn't want people to see his real house. He rented a house so he could do the interview.
Did he use Airbnb for that? That's
he probably did. He probably didn't even have to pay for it. Who wouldn't let Michael Jordan sit on their couch and talk about the Chicago Bulls?
Mm-hmm. Lucky, so, as long as Chuck was there.
I just
he's in the documentary.
Maybe he rented Chuck's house.
Oh.
I don't know. That house looked a little too nice.
I'll let you borrow my house, but we gotta play a round of golf, okay?
Oh, that's a pretty good Barkley impression. I like it.
But no, that 91-92 team, that was, like I said, that was the year that team really matured. They proved that first championship was no joke. And it really not only ascended the Bulls to higher levels, it also ascended Michael Jordan into a higher level to almost basically become this immortal that a lot of us think to this day, you know, of being the greatest basketball player of all time. And I still think that way.
Yeah. And like people that want to debate LeBron James versus Michael Jordan, I just don't think they understand.
No.
Like LeBron James had to leave his team because he couldn't win.
Mm-hmm.
So he could win. Mm-hmm. Like the way I describe it, that would be like Michael Jordan leaving the Chicago Bulls, going to sign with Detroit, and then winning a title, and then claiming that he's the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what LeBron did. He couldn't beat. He couldn't win a title by himself, which is how they kind of put it. Like, he probably needed that second guy. But that's what I always hated about LeBron. Like, he left the team that drafted him. He made it a spectacle.
Oh my God, that was so ridiculous.
And then he I honestly think LeBron James ruined the NBA.
Like,
my opinion on it. And like then you got guys like Kevin Durant. He couldn't beat Golden State, so he went and signed with them, and then he wins the title. Like, who cares?
He ruined
everything.
I remember a couple years ago, because LeBron James is a Dallas Cowboys fan.
I know. He's such a tool.
But he's a Yankee fan.
He's an even bigger tool. Yeah. No. But in all seriousness, he made a tweet a couple years ago saying about, you know, the Washington Redskins having to change their name. So I go on Twitter and I reply to him, at least they didn't do an hour-long special to announce they're changing their name. And then I got a couple of likes on Twitter.
Such a tool. We can all agree on the hatred of LeBron.
And I do want to apologize to Yankees fans. Not all Yankees fans are tools. I have some friends that are Yankees fans. They are not tools.
Every fan base has tools. Trust me. Every fan base has tools, and every fan base has good, classy fans.
Yes.
Just sometimes you see the tool comes out a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Cowboys fans. They're all tools.
What was that, Bezer Hawk?
Fans in right field in New York Stadium when they're throwing the garbage. The Yankees actually had to come out to tell them to stop throwing beer bottles and beer cans at players, and a player's hurt. I mean, it's just getting out of control. It wouldn't surprise me if they put a net around the whole stadium. Like, home run, you're not catching that ball. It's going to hit a net.
No more ball anymore.
Okay, and since we're kind of done talking about the Bulls, how could you hit a home run in Yankee Stadium? Like, the dimensions are so bad. Like, you can't really hit a home run there. Like, the wall at the original Yankee Stadium was so perfect that you could hit a home run. Here, it's almost like you're playing on a little league field, and the best you could do, you know, in right field is get a double.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Baseball is like, it's weird for me because that'd be like, okay, in Cleveland, the football field is 87 yards. It's easier to hit, get a touchdown in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. But in New Orleans, it's 125 yards. Like, how can you have stadiums that aren't exactly the same in every stadium? It makes no sense to me. But I'm not a huge baseball guy. I'm wearing my Blue Jay hat because I'm Canadian. I love the Blue Jays. But it makes no sense why you'd have different dimensions in different ballparks. Like, why wouldn't you just make them all the same?
That's the fun part of baseball, right? You look at a Detroit Stadium. It was one of the biggest stadiums, so they had a lot of speedsters, right?
Sure.
They had knuckle, or they had sinkers, so they would take their rotor tiller and they would soften it down.
You build your team based on how your stadium is. I guess that makes sense.
Aaron Judge is yelling at the Baltimore Stadium saying, oh, that would have been a home run somewhere else because they changed the wall.
As an Orioles fan growing up as a kid, and I'm still an O's fan, I did not like that change of moving that wall back. I'm sorry. No. I agree with Aaron Judge on that one.
But Aaron Judge has no right to bitch about another stadium when his stadium is right. So he can just play the game, make your $310 million moving to San Diego next year.
he's going to be a rich guy. He's having a good season too. So, and I believe the Yankees offered him some huge deal already, didn't they?
And he turned it down.
So maybe $10 million for 7 years.
Maybe he wants to be able to grow a beard or something and grow his hair out. It's a freaking ridiculous rule. The Yankees. Johnny Damon went to the Yankees and he just looked stupid. He looked like an accountant.
You know, the only one I could think of that had some kind of facial hair was Don Mattingly.
Yeah.
When he played. He's like the only one. Everybody else.
I think he got a pass.
Yeah, because he's Don freaking Mattingly.
Yeah. So, well, this is a good debut show, guys. What's your initial thoughts on the process of the show? And you guys like how it's set up?
Absolutely.
Thumbs up from the Bezer Hawk for our audio listeners.
I enjoyed it. I think we learned a little bit about ourselves today, actually. Mm. And maybe we'll learn more in the near future.
Maybe we can send Bezer Hawk to Florida for a couple days.
Oh, I'd go to Florida, man.
You know what? You know what we'll do? No. Here's what we'll do.
Okay.
We'll send Bezer Hawk to Florida, but he's going to wear Disney gear, and he's going to have the flag for gay people with him. And he's going to wave the flag and, you know, support gay people, which I do support, and
obviously,
and wear Disney gear as well.
So he's going to dress up like Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Whoa, I didn't say that.
With a rainbow flag.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we support, obviously.
Absolutely.
All jokes aside, I had fun too. I'm looking forward to who wins the poll.
Well, I could give you a quick update.
For episode two.
I could give you a quick update.
I'm excited for all three of the athletes, honestly. I think it'll be the discussion.
Right now, Wayne Gretzky just got a vote, so he is leading by one vote.
Okay. And Wayne Gretzky did pick the Flames over the Oilers, so that might be a little – the Oiler fans are probably a little – kicked off at Wayne for that pick, but yeah, that would be a really exciting show.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about everything Wayne Gretzky related.
If it stays that way, it may not.
The trade that makes you think anybody on any team can be traded, because Wayne Gretzky that traded. That's the reason why these trades can happen. Connor McDavid could be traded this offseason.
There was more that story with Wayne Gretzky getting traded.
There sure was.
That had to do with ownership.
Yeah. So that would be exciting. I'm obviously rooting for my pick so I can celebrate. I mean, we don't need Bill going 2-0 and getting an ego, but But I did win the wrestling poll.
Yeah, you did. You kicked my butt on that one.
Ultimate Warrior 89 to 92 will be our next show, which should be interesting to check us out. And yeah, and then Bezerhawk picked Jackie Robinson, which would be interesting pick. If I was voting, I would probably vote for that.
Yeah.
That would be a really interesting topic to get into as well. So please vote, join the Facebook group. I'll approve you right away. Don't worry about it. And thanks for watching and listening, and tell your friends, subscribe, and we're going to get this thing going.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good one.